What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Track Talk Podcast. For the first time in 2025, this is our third season. My name is Hannah, and I'm here with Emma.
Hi.
I usually do that reversed, but this is a different intro today.
Okay.
Just today.
Okay.
Because, one, this is the first episode of our third season, and two,
we're finally in person.
We are back in the in-person studio.
And it's funny because we talked about it last year because you're like, well, no, like I'll come back home. Like it's a short drive. But then the weekends you were home, I wasn't.
The weekends I was home, you weren't. And then often on Sundays, I was driving home.
Yeah.
And I was having to leave earlier and earlier as the
weather got bad.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So it just didn't really work. But I don't foresee it being like an issue really in the future. Like when I'm home, like, you know,
no, we're fine.
I'll just let you know. But it's always nice to be in person, especially like when we do have interviews, because I just think that like it's easier to bounce off of one another. Yeah. And like you and I do that very well. Like,
but better in person.
Yes, better in person. So enjoy the better audio for today.
Yeah, we need to get you one of these things.
And enjoy our faces, because
this will be on YouTube.
This will be on YouTube.
Which we haven't done in a while. We'll be better.
Yeah, we're trying. It's resolution time, y'all. Like,
do you have a New Year's resolution?
For my personal self?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. Okay, here's my thing. Like, I achieved so much last
year. Yeah.
That I'm like, I don't want to set any like crazy goals for myself because I achieved a lot. Like, I'm just going to give myself a break here, you know?
I am trying to cook more.
Oh, okay.
I'm not good at it.
You're not good. Well, I'm not good at it either. Yeah.
But yesterday I made a pesto and zucchini lasagna.
Oh.
And it was so good.
Really?
Yeah.
And your roommate, Carla, loves to cook. Yeah. So how are you going to balance like the cooking schedule?
Oh, I'm only going to do it once a week.
Okay. Start slow. You'll be honestly shocked to know that when I live in the States, I limit myself to ordering dinner once a week.
Proud of you.
Yeah. Friday nights. Aww. For the most part, it's a financial decision.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like
when I lived on my own in Vancouver, I didn't eat fast food.
Yeah.
I was like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like, this is a waste of money. And
it
is. I can't do it.
It is. Like, when you really do realize it when you're budgeting and stuff. So yeah.
I'm going to cook once a week.
Okay. You're going to have to keep us updated with recipes and whether you're sticking to that.
I have to stick to it.
Yeah. Do we, as a podcast, have any resolutions? I'm going to say getting every episode on YouTube.
That's a good one, which we can do.
We can totally
do. I just don't know why. I don't know.
Well,
I mean, YouTube.
It's a collective. We don't like
you. Okay. I okay.
It's starting, you guys.
I like YouTube personally. Okay. For me, like the podcasts I listen to, I watch them on YouTube.
Really?
Yes. But okay. They're all true crime or like mystery ones.
Okay.
And I don't know why I can't just like listen to it, but I'll watch it.
Okay.
But for some reason, I don't know why it's so hard for me to put our videos or like our episodes on YouTube. I don't know.
That's okay. It's a brand new year.
It's a new year.
There is lots of things that we want to do differently. We want to so YouTube, I want to make sure our episodes are out Tuesday every week. That's another thing that this year, like we were good about it last year, but we also traveled a lot. So there was times when our schedules were a little off and it didn't happen, or there was weeks off, which I like to like limit the amount of weeks off we have and stuff like that.
I liked our Tuesdays. Tuesdays.
Track Talk Tuesdays. Yeah. And near the end of the year, I was making sure it was always out on Tuesdays.
Mm.
But that's something I want to be more consistent with. Also, I think
What does your sweater say?
Fort. Oakenfort?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking like Snow Fort.
Yeah.
Thank you. Continue. I'm sorry. Lost
you. No, that's okay. That's okay. I love this sweater. It's large and it's really cold, obviously, here. So I'm quite warm right now. And then my last one is to set up more interviews. I think that we need to.
And like the thing is, we can.
We can.
People want to.
I know.
Chat with us, but like.
I know.
We're
and we
just
have
not
the means.
Good.
Like, I don't think that either of us are very comfortable in an interview scenario. And I think maybe we need to find our own groove, because an interview doesn't need to be question answer. Mm. It can just be like conversation style, which is when we do it the best.
Yeah. When we go in like not planned.
Exactly.
That's it.
I have an interview banked with Alexander Kariba.
Okay, I was like, I was looking for it and I was like, oh
no,
she
no,
didn't
no.
post it.
Okay, so it was ready before Christmas. It's been edited for weeks. I just was thinking, with 24 Hours of Daytona coming up in January, I felt like that would be like before that, I feel like that would be a good time to drop it.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming. But in that interview, and he was great. He was really chatty. He made me feel really comfortable. Unforeseen circumstances, Emma couldn't do it with me. And that's the moment when I realized that I really am uncomfortable as an interviewer. And that's something that yeah. I want to get better at. And the only way that we'll be able to do that is to do more.
You're right. So we'll do more.
So let's do more.
Let's do more. Great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Weirdly enough, like we are 8 days into January right now and our year is starting.
It's starting.
We already have some really fun things lined up. Already some like fun opportunities. And for us, like last year, we at this time of year knew that Emma was going to Spain and that we were going to try to go to the 500. Actually, sorry, Emma was going to the 500. I was going to try and that Nashville was like maybe going to happen. At the end of the year, we did a hell of a lot more trips than that.
Yeah.
And I think that we've always operated on this like no expectations, whatever happens, happens.
Yes.
And I think you and I are really good at like
just we're like, can we make it work?
Making things work. Which for me, admittedly, is going to be harder, obviously, now that my life is a bit more structured.
Yeah.
But I think that it's good for us to just go into this new year and as shit comes up,
we deal with it.
Can we do it?
If we can.
If we can. And if one of us can do it, it's better than none of us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's our little track talk breakdown. How was your holiday season? I'd love to know.
I slept a lot.
Okay, that's good.
Like a lot.
Anything else to share? You got a car. You got a car.
Oh, I was like, my car broke. Which you don't need to get into.
You don't need to get into.
You see my mental breakdown? I don't want the tears. I had a mental breakdown over the break.
Are you feeling better?
No, but here's my car. I have a Red Bull, a Display RB19. It's actually a remote control car. The remote's over there in the corner.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but I don't want to play by myself. So I put it on the wall. Come on, do you know how?
No, like, I get it.
What am I supposed to do?
I would feel like a total loser playing by myself.
Go on the street and just be like. Like
I get it.
So I hung it up. And if you didn't see me struggling, or if you didn't see the video of me struggling to hang it up, I did post it. It was like a day-long effort.
It looks really good. You did a really good job. And I think that it just adds that much more to our beautiful podcast setup that I don't get to sit in.
I'll make your side better. We're missing some stuff on me. You have two circuit posters like right behind you. I'm sorry. I tried. I really wanted to do something.
Don't you worry about it. I can also worry about my own side, but
I like your setup at your
home. I love my setup at my home. It's gotten to a place where it not only just feels like a podcast background, it actually feels like decor in my home, which is nice.
Anyway, can we talk about the driver logos?
Driver logos. That's what's really on your mind.
Yes. It is. Well, actually, there's a few things on my mind. First of all, Lance Stroll has been single for over a month, but now all of a sudden it's like breaking news.
I'm going to be so honest. I'm pretty removed right now from a lot of motorsport stuff.
So
what do you mean it's like breaking news?
It was like over a month ago when I had friends that told me he was on Raya.
Yeah, yeah.
I was
yeah.
like, amazing. Love this for me. Yeah. I'll re-download it. I didn't. But this was like, I looked at the dates and it was like early December that this was news.
Yes.
But I guess now there's a video that was trending within the last week of like someone had recorded Lance's Raya profile and everyone was like, oh my God, like he's single. Like they broke up and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
oh, like this, we've known this.
Yes, like we've known.
If you come to the official Lance Stroll, I don't even know. It's not me.
Fan club?
Official Lance Stroll fan club hosted by Emma from Track Talk. Hey. You would have known this over a month ago.
But yeah, we know he's single.
Yeah. Almost immediately, actually. We knew.
Maybe I'll download Raya. Like, listen, here's the thing, though. Because, like, let's play out that scenario.
No, I have, actually, in my head. And
because you can like them or you can, like and send a message. What the fuck would I say?
I think you should let the people decide what you should say. But you have to find him first.
I can do that.
Okay. Just like scroll.
I just scroll need, your like, little heart. I out. Just need the best pickup line.
Yeah, no, we do. I know. I really have faith that the fandom will come and help you out with this,
you guys. Oh my god! Because I don't know. I don't know. I have one shot.
Yeah, one opportunity.
Okay, Eminem.
Go Lions.
But like, do you know what I mean? I can't just like I can't just like it and just be like, oh,
I'm with
let's
you.
See. Like no, I need to make a like you a, can't. I need to make a statement. I need yeah. to like, and I can't go in like too hot and be like I'm literally obsessed with you.
You could say I dedicate pretty much all of my podcast to you.
But is that creepy?
Yes.
Okay. I'm like debating it. I'm like, maybe that's a good idea.
I am. You should slide in and be like, some people call me the president of the Lance Stroll fan club.
Like a little winky face emoji.
Yeah. Like guys, not me. I don't say that about myself, but some people might say that I am.
So like you do whatever you want with that information. I know more about you than you know about yourself. I'll figure it out. I'll re-download Riot for it. I was going to say something else. Oh, we were going back to driver logos. Let me pull up the logos.
Like, are you talking about their little, like, initial thing?
Yeah, like the okay. driver logos.
Okay. I'm just going to move this hat that's in the middle of the desk and has been.
I didn't even notice that. Okay. Did you see this that I posted? The logos of Liam Lawson, Lando Norris,
did you post it?
Lance Stroll. Well, this I posted on her story.
When?
I don't know, like 2-3 days ago?
Probably. I'm quite removed right now.
That's fair. So Liam's Lawson was quote unquote.
Liam's Lawson.
Liam's Lawson's. Liam's Lawson's logo was released, quote, released. And it's like an L and a 7, like an LL, right?
Okay, I don't hate it.
And then everyone was like, it's a knockoff of Lando's.
Of Lando's. Which it does look like, a little bit like Lando's.
Not saying Lando's is a knockoff of Lance's, but Lance and there's way too many L names. I can't.
Liam, Lance, and Lando. That's actually wild.
Lance and Lando have very similar logos already.
So then what?
So everyone,
why not one more?
Well, yeah. First of all, who fucking cares?
Who fucking cares?
But also, yeah, who cares? But also, that's not Liam's logo.
It's not.
No.
Okay.
So it used to be like 6 years ago.
Okay.
But I guess one account posted it and then everyone ran with it.
Okay. So
and
what is the actual logo? Has it been released?
It's had like a soft launch.
I hate motorsports sometimes.
And okay. I listen.
Listening.
Compared to all the other logos, the driver logos, if you're watching on YouTube, I'll put a picture of all of them. This stands out. This is.
Shut up.
It's a stick figure face with a pink hat backwards.
That's not.
That's his logo.
That's it.
That's his logo.
Are you being memed once again, though?
Nope. Because I heard from someone who works with him. That's his logo.
Well, it stands
so
out.
So that, like, that is his logo. And it's, I'm here for it.
So the logos don't need to be their initials and their number.
Nope.
Noted.
Well, Lewis Hamilton's is like antlers, wings.
It's the Still Be Rise thing, yeah.
That's not his initials.
Okay. Well, I just thought there was an exception for a 7-time world championship.
That's fair.
Driver.
I don't know what Yuki's is.
Okay, I see it.
What do you...
I see his initials.
What do you see? How do you see his initials? Yuki Tsunoda. I don't see a Y and I don't see a T. I don't understand.
I forgot his...
Do you think it was an S?
Yes.
You thought his last name started with an S? Okay, well... Hannah's really tired, guys. We'll just give her some grace, okay? I don't see a Y and I don't see an S.
Okay, I'll be honest with you. I agree now.
Ollie Bearman's is a bear?
Bear.
Okay. Carlos is apparently just 5'5". Which is his number. Which is like fine, but then I'm like, okay, but like what if you retire from F1 and go somewhere else and you can't use that number?
I don't know what any of theirs are, except for Lando's.
Charles.
And Charles's. and George's.
Yeah.
Because I like George's.
But George's is also his number.
Yes.
And I really like Lando's because the four is like in the L and the N. And it's smart and it's creative.
What does Oscar's look like?
It's just OP.
OP.
Which looks a lot like Esteban Ocon's, where it's just like EO and then his 31. No one's talking about that. Oh, I know
it. Alex Albon. Wait, show me Alex's.
Well, the 23 is only there sometimes. Otherwise, it's just like the A and the A.
Yeah, okay. I knew that.
And then Nico Hülkenberg is just his name.
What?
It's just his name.
And, okay.
It's just his name, which is like, okay. Okay. Anyway.
You know, Kate, I love motorsports, but this is the shit that kind of drives me wild. Why do we care so much about driver logos?
I don't know.
As a fandom.
I don't know. But also, why are we like...
Why is there a fake one? Like, why do we care enough to put out a fake one?
Or why do we care enough to, like, send a driver hate because
over a
logo?
Their names all start with L. Chances are it was going to look a little similar.
And it's not, it's a face. Like, it's not even it. It's not even anyway, it. So I'm just, like, people also, all the hate was coming, most of the hate was coming from, like, Twitter, X, whatever. And I'm like, I stay off Twitter.
Literally.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to deal with
I'm
it.
I'm so done with that app. I think I need to get on Threads.
Threads
I
is get fun.
On X. First of all, the only thing that I get on X is I don't even touch F1 Twitter. Not with a 10-foot pole. I go to hockey news. Taylor Swift news. That is all.
I have like my personal account. Like, yeah, my personal Twitter. And I get F1 stuff on there a lot. But then I still have my old... like Stan Twitter from when it was like Marvel.
Oh, Marvel Stan. Okay.
So I get so many, like right now it's popping off as Zendaya and Tom.
Yeah.
Because like,
well, you've been tweeting.
I haven't tweeted.
Oh, then why is it popping off?
Oh, like just every timeline on the timeline is just popping off. But like, so I'll get the randomest stuff there, but then my personal is just like all F1 and I'm like, what? Like I don't even follow any of you people.
I know. Where, that's like, why how does this, they like, lost me when it became an algorithm and not who I follow.
Yeah.
So I think I'm gonna, because honestly I get on there, my mental health goes so down because it's so political. I think I need to get off. I think I need to start on Threads. So like why don't Threads. We both start Threads? Oh, you have Threads?
Yeah. Well, okay. No, Track Talk does.
Yes, I know Track Talk does. Why don't we both do Threads instead of X? And then maybe we can get...
I don't even tweet, though.
Maybe we can create... But maybe we can. And create a more positive atmosphere surrounding driver logos. Liam... It looks great.
Whichever one you
want
to use.
Whichever one it is, it looks awesome.
10 out of 10.
I am not being sarcastic.
You do you, my guy. Congrats on the Red Bull seat.
Yeah, we haven't talked since that became official.
I guess not. Congratulations. Yeah, because it was after a bingo episode that...
Yes, and
Checo's seat was...
Because Kelly texted us and was like, so... Do we go back? And I'm like, I feel like the period of time needs to be between bingo episodes. Yeah. So no. But we kind of all saw it coming. We didn't know who it was going to be. And we didn't know when it was going to be. But we knew it was going to be. I'm going to be. Like, my brain's mush.
It's okay.
I didn't think it was going to be Liam, admittedly. I thought
Franco.
Which,
well, now which was Franco.
kind of crazy for me to think that.
Yeah. You're like, Franco.
They had two the source, really capable me. Drivers in the RB. And I said, absolutely not. Give me the one in green. No.
Blue.
Give me the one in blue. Well, they all were fucking blue.
Dark blue.
I said, give me the Argentinian. They said no.
Yeah, they were like, no.
They said no.
We've already decided, Liam.
We're very happy for him.
For Franco. Or with Franco. Not for Franco. I'm not doing anything for Franco. With Franco, though, apparently now he's in talks to replace Jack at Alpine.
Jack hasn't even raced yet.
I know.
He raced one time.
Yep. I don't know where rumors start. I don't know.
I think everyone should be mandated to take the winter break that we took.
And just
unplug, touch grass. unplug.
Like stop talking.
No rumors.
Don't do it.
Not a single one.
We don't care. I mean, we care, but only if it's true.
3 weeks later.
That's it.
We don't want to hear it.
I don't know.
This is ridiculous. Jack has raced one race.
Can you imagine? Franco is the one that just showed. What if, you know what, how sad I would be though if Jack. One time I went on a few dates with this guy named Jake and I got the biggest ick from him because he had the skinniest ankles. So now I always call him Jangles.
Jangles.
That came to mind.
He was a J name. Mm-hmm. So naturally.
Sorry, I don't mean to trigger
That's
you.
That's okay. We're good. We're good.
Jack, what if Jack does the livery launch and then next thing we know it's Franco in the seat? You can't switch out a driver before the season starts. Where's your source?
This is where I fear that F1 literally is the new One Direction.
Yeah.
In terms of stan culture.
100%. 100%.
Next thing you know, we're going to have some sort of stan couple. Like Larry.
Well, we do. It's Lestappen.
Oh.
Have you not seen?
Yeah.
Like, Lestappen pops.
I kind of forgot about that.
They're like rivals, but then they like love each other.
Yeah, I'm not writing a fanfic about that.
We ChatGPT can.
Not actually. No, you're right.
We're not.
I forgot about that.
Lestappen is like. Lestappen is our. I don't say ours and like me and Hannah think about this, but like Lestappen is this fandom's Larry.
I agree. Were you a Larry?
No.
Stan? Thank God.
I was not a Larry Stan.
I liked Eleanor Calder way too much to be a Larry Stan.
I loved Eleanor. Yeah. And then they got back together.
I know.
I don't know if they still are, though.
No.
Aw.
No. You know what I thought of? So the Golden Globes was just this week, right?
Yeah.
And
did you see the way Demi Moore completely just like stiffed Kylie Jenner?
Demi?
Oh, sorry.
I did. I don't want to say anything on it. I have no words. Okay, so award season starts. So Grammys and yeah. Oscars will be
eventually. Oh, speaking of Oscar, I got something to say after.
Okay, hold it.
Actually, I don't
want to. You know what I thought of? Huh? How at the Grammys this year, in the In Memoriam, we're going to have to see, like, Liam Payne.
Oh, you know? Shut up.
I know.
I didn't need that right now.
I'm sorry, but I thought of it, and I was like, that's gonna hurt.
I just won't watch.
Yeah, that's okay. You just ignore it. It's like it didn't even happen. What if they're all there, though? That was the next thing I thought of.
Hannah, my heart.
I know, sorry. Now I'm becoming Stan.
They're going to have a reunion performance at the Grammys.
Larry's getting back together.
We're getting the band back together.
No. Okay.
What was I going to say about Oscar? Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know. Okay, I'm not, you guys know this, I'm not like someone who actively roots for Oscar. He's just someone who's there, in my opinion. Whatever. He does his job. Lando's teammate. I came across this picture of him. And I was like, hold up.
I was like, wait.
It's him it's an edit. So it's not, I mean, it is, but okay. So it's him in a Red Bull suit. And I was like, this kind of does something for me. It kind of does something for you.
Look. Here's the thing. One time last year, I also saw Charles in a Red Bull suit.
I remember
and that. And it kind of changed my life, too. So if you have seen a driver on an opposite team in a Red Bull suit and thought, oh, wow, that looks good.
I think it's the Red Bull suit.
If I had a nickel for every time that would have happened, Track Talk would have two nickels.
We could
split
it.
Which is not a lot.
We could split the nickels.
But it is weird that it happened twice.
I was like, something about this picture. I'm just like.
So I'm in our studio. I haven't been here in a while.
Hey.
So there's something missing on the wall. But I think it's something that we probably won't do anymore. The conclusion of
Crush Tracker. Because I just kind of like forgot.
But I think that we should resurrect it in a way that isn't creepy, and I'm not saying that we are creepy, but the name Crush Tracker implies creepiness.
No, yeah.
So I think that we should find like a different, like a Track Talk power ranking or something like that, like our weekly power rankings.
I'm gonna ask ChatGPT.
Yeah.
To give us a name.
weekly power rankings.
Isn't that like a hockey thing or baseball or football? What is that? That's definitely something.
I think it's probably just like a more normalized sports term, and we don't do normalized.
Okay, ChatGPT, we have a segment called Crush Tracker, but that sounds weird. Help us come up with a new segment name where we rank drivers and their hotness?
No. It's just based on, it's like a pyramid. It's just like what they're doing and what, how, what. This is why it's, I don't know how you can explain this to ChatGPT.
Podium picks. That's already, podium's already a thing. Driver lineup. That could be kind of cool.
Kind of like that.
Like kinda who's like at the that. Top of our driver lineup? Who's P19 and P20?
Yeah.
Yeah. We could work with that.
I like that idea.
Full throttle favorites.
That's awful. That sounds like a bad F1 romance book.
Oh, that's funny. Driver. No. Trackside favorites.
I don't know if we're trackside necessarily.
We're at our house. My foot's asleep. Sorry. They're so bad. Checkered choices. I hate that.
I feel like for a second you thought it was good though.
No. I don't mind driver lineup, but we have to workshop it, I think.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
Think we can workshop
I
it.
I think we can. And this,
you know what I want to bring back? Hot takes.
You know what I also want to bring back? Track stats. It's time.
We had maybe four last year.
If that.
The thing is though, with this year, it would have been like max one last year at this grid.
I know. That's why it was getting boring.
Because it's like, I'm saying the exact
same thing. But here's the thing. Because this year we are dedicating ourselves to, well, last year was a full IndyCar season for us. So we did F1 Indy. This year we're dedicating ourselves to FE as well. And IMSA when we can.
Yep.
/ WEC when we can.
Yep.
I think that, well, in F1 Academy, I think that it is something that we can resurrect. I think that it is.
Do you have track stats? Do you have track stats for... You're a little out of frame, I think. The way you're leaning. Do you have track stats for the Mexican E-Prix this weekend?
No.
That's okay.
I assume that it's going to be happening at the...
In Mexico.
Autodromos... Hermanos Rodriguez track?
Is that what it's called?
I believe so.
I'd be really impressed if that was it.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Mexico. Do you know Alexandra is from Mexico?
Alexandra?
Like Charles's girlfriend.
From Mexico.
Apparently.
Really?
Apparently.
Where did you hear that? It is at the... Yeah.
I'm so right. Good job. Proud of you.
I've done it a few times. What I can tell you about this is that... The circuit length is 2.6 kilometers. It'll be a 41-lap race. It was first held in 2016. And there's two drivers that have won it twice, which are Lucas Degrassi and Pascal Varlin. It happens this weekend. And I'm really excited about it because I love Formula E. And last year, Pascal Varlin won. Sebastian Buemi came in second and Nick Cassidy came in third. And he also set the fastest lap. So that is
track stats with Han. That's the first track stats with Han of the year. I hope Pascal does well because he had pole position for the first race of the season, but then he DNF'd, yes. Which is really sad.
Yes. I also, and Jake also DNF'd, and I hope that doesn't happen again either because...
You like Jake.
I do. Go Andretti.
Go Andretti.
But yeah, I mean, Effie's just like 45 minutes for a race. I'm in.
I'm actually so
I'm
in.
So in.
Like, I don't there
have
is,
more time in
like,
the day.
There is a very slim chance that I will like fall asleep during that.
Yes, exactly.
You give me a 2-hour race. Oh, I'm knocking out at the
when
first
I know. And with FE, you never know when the race is going to end, really, because they could add
keeps you on your toes.
Exactly. They could add laps. So like you can't just fall asleep and be like, oh, I'll wake up in 20 minutes.
I should post clips for a refresher. From our FE
yes,
episode.
Absolutely. If we still have them, because mm-hmm. that was a really good, or we can do a new one too. That was a really good recap or
roundup of everything there is to know about Effie, because it is honestly, I think, one of the most innovative series. Well, yeah. I mean, in terms of technology, absolutely, but just the way they do things, like the qualifying duels and how they use the attack mode and the length of the races based on like battery power. Like it's very cool.
Yeah.
So
that episode is out. It was like came out last year
around this time. It was one of our first episodes of the year.
Yeah. Go listen to it.
Do we have like other stuff during the break? Like what kind of, did you listen to the Toto voicemail? I couldn't bring myself to do it. Apparently there's this Toto voicemail that he sent Lewis going around.
Is it sad?
Yeah, I think so. Well, from the reactions on the TikToks and videos I've seen people make, it does seem sad. I couldn't bring myself to listen to it.
How do they get it?
I don't know.
How do you?
I don't know.
So I thought I'd better leave you a voice note. Like always. Yeah, the moment is here.
Okay, well, first of all,
is this real?
I think
this sounds like a Calm app sleepy time story.
Mercedes posted it. But also the music in the background, like no shit, you want us to cry. Like you're putting on like the like soft piano.
I'm gonna fall asleep.
I'm on the go, so on track. So obviously we know that's important. But the ones who dream with you, who fight with you, who have your back and your ear, the ones who stand with you and kneel with you, the ones who see you, including the parts you don't want seen.
What's the point of this conversation?
The future holds. Just remember, we will always be your people.
That's nice.
Because every dream needs a team. You know it. They can't, my friend, see you on track. You're really.
Every dream needs a team. Are you my team?
Well, we are a team. So yeah, I guess so.
Thanks.
Also, we have a third member of our team. She's renewed her contract for another
year. She's renewed. Boston. Boston good. I give it up. Round of applause for Boston. She's officially back.
The way that I want to call her right now.
Try calling her.
I hope I don't like wake her up from a nap or something.
Hello.
Hi, do you have 2 seconds?
Yeah, what's up?
Okay, so you're live on Track Talk, and we just want to know how it feels that you've been renewed for another season of being part of Track Talk.
Oh, wow. Hold on, let me get my speech. it feels so... Honestly, I'm so honored. I was actually thinking about it today while I was looking at your guys' story that I may or may not have put something in there. I was actually thinking, I'm like, wow, isn't it so crazy how, like, once upon a time, I, like, cold emailed you guys and being like, hey, do you guys want to work with this brand that I'm working for? And then you're like, yeah. And like, now here we are, like, how many years later? And we're like best friends. And I can't imagine my life without you guys. Isn't that fucking wild?
It's fucking wild.
You know, screw the Toto voicemail. Like this.
Yeah, this voicemail.
This is emotional.
It's going to hit me harder. Well, we just want to say that we are so excited to have you on board with us aboard our third season of Track Talk. Wow. And we're so excited to see what we can all create together, because two heads are great, but three heads are even better. And
it's like that dog from Harry Potter.
Yeah, we're pretty much, what's his name?
Honestly, low-key though, we are like, oh, what was his name? Fucking three-headed dog from Percy Jackson.
Okay, that's a dragon.
He's O'Leary, I think. That was what I was thinking.
Is that a dragon?
You would be a Percy Jackson kid.
I was a Percy Jackson kid, and what about it? Hey, Track Talk fans, if any of you guys are Percy Jackson fans, I see you.
Okay, I'm going through our...
What did she send in?
I can't say it.
You can't say it?
It's about us, so like, it's funny, but like, anyway, but I'm going through other things.
Nothing about the fuck ass chair?
Nothing about the fuck ass chair.
Shoot.
Your friend said talk about F1. What a great idea.
He is trolling.
We've never talked about F1 before. It. Well, no shit! Like, as soon as I saw the name, I was like, fuck off. Like, also, he said F-1. I was like, okay.
You know what? Some people do that, though. And for some reason, that reminds me of the car, the F-150, because that's like
F-150.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the truck. Sorry.
Caitlin from FanApp says to talk about her. Hey, Caitlin.
Why are none of our friends helpful?
Yeah, I don't know. Someone else said... Okay, I can't... anonymous, please, but can we talk about how George dresses like he hunts humans as game? And then in brackets, I'm kidding. But I don't think they're kidding.
Wait, okay, but I kind of agree because not humans, not humans. That's Army Hammer-esque and kind of crazy. But he does dress like he's from Charleston, South Carolina, and going to like a what are those birds called? Pheasant? Like a pheasant
hunt? Oh, yeah. Fox hunt.
Or like something like that.
100%.
That's what he dresses for.
If George wasn't an F1 driver, he would fox hunt on the side. Yes. He would probably play like
polo,
mm-hmm. that game on the horses.
Yeah.
He would if he had a daughter, she'd be in the debutante ball, yes. or whatever. He'd be part of New York's high society.
Yeah. Okay. So this all may be derailed this year though, because
Mercedes has now signed a like partnership with Adidas.
Yes.
And the videos are making fun of George losing his fashion sense. Kill me.
I know.
Because like they really like Tommy Hilfiger really like
George and Carmen.
Wow.
Are Tommy Hilfiger may sign a partnership with
just them
because
very possible
they embody that brand so much mm-hmm. that I don't think that they could go without it. That's not true. Carmen she has very good style.
But she's an ambassador for Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah, so, yeah. Like, it'd be weird to let that go.
And Adidas is so sporty that I don't know. Like, I just don't
Kimmy,
see it.
Kimmy, sure. Put that 18-year-old in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. He is ready to walk into the paddock. Like, fine, whatever. But, I mean, I will say Adidas does have some, like, good... They do.
They
have really nice style. Like, good clothes, good line, but... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what George shows up wearing.
Yeah.
Or if, like, Tommy Hilfiger does just take them on.
Yeah, I am really interested to see.
Or what if Tommy Hilfiger signs with Ferrari? Like, partners with Ferrari.
So are they a Lewis sponsor?
But they wouldn't because it's Puma.
Yeah, you're right. But that's a step away from, you know, the fashion industry and the F1 merger. So... I don't know. Maybe they will take on a different team. I mean, I know Boss is Aston Martin. So, like, Hugo Boss being part of that is big. And then I know Palm Angels was with Haas. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they're with Haas anymore. I hope that they are. But that actually, that reminds me, when Palm Angels was with Haas, they did, the girls, the wives did wear.
Or also wore Palm.
They wore Palm Angels Palm as well. Angels. So, yeah, I don't know.
You
know what? I never really considered, other than Carmen, the fact that, like, the Wags would be part of, like, the fashion side of F1 teams collaborating with fashion houses or fashion brands. Yeah. But that's who we wanted. Like, I'm
that's what we want to see. It's like, oh, I see that outfit. I'm like, wait, yeah. I kind of love it.
Like how many WEG accounts are there that are like F1 WEG's closet, like stuff like that. Like,
I love those accounts.
Right. Like, and you see what brands they're wearing. Mm-hmm. And they're normally like a lot of like European brands. But what if mm-hmm. like these brands actually like sign wives and girlfriends as well?
Okay. Speaking of.
That'd be so smart.
Not fashion, but Road signing mm-hmm. Alexandra as a.
Genius.
As an ambassador. The best genius. Collaboration.
Yeah.
Like, whoever is, like, in charge of marketing at Road is, like, one step ahead of everybody yes. else.
But so now smart. Alexandra, arguably the it girl, mm-hmm. the one that people want to dress like the most, who's dressing her? Like, that's the next
thing. She dresses Road, herself.
No, I know. But there should be a sponsor in place.
But Ferrari doesn't have a fashion sponsor except Ferrari or Puma.
Or Puma. You're right. So she should... probably be wearing Ferrari.
Okay, I saw something that said that WEGs aren't allowed to wear team gear in the garage, or like partners aren't allowed to wear team gear in the garage, that is just strictly for people on the team. I don't know if that's true or not. Can someone please confirm?
Huh.
But like,
I don't know why that would be. Boston just texted us.
Oh god,
what'd she say?
Live on Track Talk with one contact on. I love Bob. Her hair is blonde.
I know, she went blonde. She said, one thing about Track Talk podcast is I'm always going to be live on Track Talk podcast when I'm in the middle of doing the most random shit ever. So she was putting her contacts in.
Love Boston.
I
want to be the it girl of the paddock.
Anyways, well, we know that.
Never be.
We know that.
We all want to be the it girl of the paddock. come on. You're the one that made a Paddock, like, what outfits I'd wear.
I did.
At F1, in F1 Paddock.
A year and a half ago, I did.
You've thought about, you've wanted, we've all wanted to do
it. I care a lot about what I wear when I'm at events.
I'm not, I'm sorry.
What?
Because I thought you were ending it there. And I was like, Hannah, you showed up to my house in a sweater and sweatshirts and they're not even,
you know,
matching.
What my aesthetic is? I realized. Okay. So what I wear, this is what I wear.
It's a nice sweatshirt, I will say.
Right. Nice sweatshirt, Lululemon sweatpants. Okay. Mm-hmm. My aesthetic, I realized when I'm at school, is celebrities when they don't want to be photographed, when they're just running around doing normal people shit. Okay. That's my aesthetic.
Yeah, I get it. I see it.
You see it?
Yeah, it works for you.
Baggy, big. Still looks put together.
Yeah.
But that's...
You look beautiful.
Thank you.
You also look like you're drowning in your clothes.
I am. You're right. I could go, fall into this sweater at any moment. And
yeah. I don't know what my style is. I just wear stuff to work.
Yeah. Well, when you have, you know, an office job that ends up... That your style does end up being like...
My outfits.
Business.
My, business.
Business casual.
Business.
Yeah. Anyways,
isn't that Ellen?
Yeah, sorry, that was
weird.
Well, yeah, because she's not
in.
Do you know what plays in a loop of my mind? Dakota Johnson going, that's not the truth, Ellen. So I might use that.
I like that. That's good.
This season,
I'm trying to think if there's any other motorsports news that we're missing or if we're just rambling at this point.
Tom and Zendaya are engaged.
I literally don't want to talk about it.
Why? You don't like them together?
I love them together. I have been in love with Tom Holland since 2016.
I know you have. But you like them together,
I
too.
Do.
It's
I think they're perfect together. However, like, Tom hasn't met me. Like, what if we could have fallen in love with me? Do I compare to Zendaya? Fuck no. Like, she's up there. Like, she's... But what if he met me first?
But you like them together.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't.
No, I like them together. I would like me with him more.
Okay. Sorry. I thought that was just something. I didn't mean to be insensitive.
No. I love him. I love him so much. It was like, what, 2017, 2018? I photoshopped a picture of me with him and had it as my lock screen.
Can you insert it? Please.
I don't know where it is. Like, I'll have to, like,
that's
look
not
for
the
it.
Truth, Ellen. You know where it
is. No, I wouldn't even begin to know where to find it, because it was like, it might have actually been when I had a boyfriend that I did this. But now that I think about it, I'm trying to think when I did it. Or no, I wouldn't have done that. I might have done
you
that.
Might have done that.
He knew I liked Tom Holland more than him. So, oh, also, again, why do we care? Why do we care? Lando changed his Instagram handle.
To what?
Lando.
Just Lando?
Just Lando.
I love that for him.
Yeah.
I love that
like,
for him.
Like, the one name, iconic. But, like, why is it blowing up? Why is that, like, the biggest news? I think, are we all just losing our minds right now? Like, we're just clinging onto anything?
I just think that this is how Stan...
Anything.
Stan culture is. Like,
everything
anything.
Is a
like,
big deal.
Like, remember that whole fucking saga about does he have a tattoo, does he not?
Okay, I was part of that.
I know. Why did you care whether he had a tattoo?
But also at the same time, it was during the break. And I think we were all just, like, clinging on to whatever we could grab onto. Truly. Because it was like, there's nothing happening.
I really wish you'd, like, let me teach you another sport so that you could watch something else.
I Googled Sail GP today to try and teach myself. And then... And then I didn't. But I will look into it again. This break, though, I haven't been like, oh, my God.
That's good. I
don't, like, because I've.
Oh, sorry.
Your one hiccup for the day?
Yep.
Anyway, I've taken a step back. I'm still in love with Formula One, with motorsports, IndyCar. But not everything is groundbreaking news. And that's okay.
That's good.
That's okay.
Yeah. Healthy, actually.
Yeah.
I have something else to say that I just forgot. Oh, Pierre got a haircut.
I don't want to talk about it. Who let that happen? Do you like it?
I don't hate it.
Oh.
Maybe I do.
I saw it and I was like, nah, this isn't real. And then And then everyone was reposting it and being like, what did he do? And I'm like, okay, no, no, no. This is actually real.
I like it.
You like how
I'm going to go as far as to say that I actually like it.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I just feel like that's too much forehead. And that might be really mean of me to say. And that's okay. But Kika's pretty. Kika looks good.
Kika will always be responsible for our most watched TikTok ever.
I love
Kika. And that's okay with me.
We'll repost that, honestly.
That's okay with me. I don't remember what I was going to say. So we could probably just end
this
here. Was
it that Pierre got a haircut?
No. Oh, I have something to say. This is not what I was going to say.
Okay, go. But
in IndyCar news, the AJ Foyt to Penske pipeline is real.
It is.
And so Foyt is helping Penske with their aero.
Other way around.
No.
Penske's helping Foyt.
Well, both, but
there is a partnership between Foyt and Penske.
Penske got a lot better these past 2 years after they brought on a certain member of the AJ Foyt team.
Interesting.
Yes. And David Malukas being signed to Foyt, well, probably made no sense to most of us anyway. Who thought, why wouldn't he continue with MSR? It makes sense in the way that it was probably presented to him, mm-hmm. which we are now learning is that when Will Power inevitably retires. I know. Where is Tiny Will?
He's in my room.
Okay. David will take over that spot.
It's not confirmed.
No, it's not.
It's alleged. But I see it happening.
I totally see it happening.
Can you imagine?
David is another version of what we call Penske perfect.
100%.
So,
hey, I would love to see it.
Yeah, me
absolutely.
Too.
But like when that headline dropped, I was like, holy fuck. Like, that's the first time I swore in today. Welcome, Dad.
Sworn. First time I sworn.
First time I sworn today. That's a word, sworn, but I just said it wrong.
That's okay.
I wonder when.
Wait, you David, know what we should do?
Put get up all here little drivers.
A white.
Oh, okay.
We you know, are not. Sometimes on the same we page. Can read each other's brains. This was not one of those moments. Put a whiteboard, or just maybe not here, just like have a whiteboard handy and write down words that I say that you don't know.
I've known all your words today.
Today you have. This is episode 1 of season 3.
Okay, we'll get a whiteboard. And I'll just keep track. So can we put little mini drivers up here, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
They're expensive, though.
But like the guys, like the little tiny wheels.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that would be a lot. And how are you gonna get them up there?
Tape. Like tuck them in like blanket, like all of them in bed.
Okay, we're gonna end that here.
Okay. This was the first episode of season 3.
The season premiere, some might say.
This is our season 3 premiere. It's your turn. Oh, are you doing the Disney thing? Okay, I was like, you can't not say what you have to say next.
I don't know, the way you said that, it was like Disney Channel.
Hey guys, this is Hannah and Emma from Track Talk, and you're listening to Track Talk. I messed up.
Followed by a brand new episode of Phineas and Ferb. That's the way that it used to go. Yeah.
You're watching us. This is our season premiere. Season 3 premiere.
We are Track Talk.
Ciao for now.